You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. We've heard how gaming can be compulsive and unhealthy. Now, KALW's student reporter Lawrence Chan tells us why he loves to play.
I spend about 7 to 8 hours gaming every day.
Welcome to Summoner's Rift.
Although I really enjoy playing games, my dad is against it. He thinks I can't control myself when I play and that I literally go crazy. I understand the crazy part because when I play games, I sometimes talk to my computer.
He's dead. Oh, no, you're supposed to ult minion. Oh, team's here.
But I don't understand why my dad thinks I can't control myself. After playing, I stop, eat, rest, and maybe sleep. Because my dad feels like games are a bad thing, I wanted to show him how it could actually have a good impact on a person's life. So I went to the GamerX 2 convention in San Francisco, where people come to talk and play games together. I asked some of the people there about how games have impacted their lives.
For all the bad rap that games get, there is a lot of positive potential to them.
This is CJ Handy. He is a World of Warcraft player, or more commonly known as WoW.
WoW, for example, it has a great deal of social potential, and that's how I've actually met a number of my real-life very close friends.
Oz Montoya, another gamer I met, says it's all about being part of a team.
You can't do the game on your own, by yourself. Like, you have to, you know, find people along the way in your journey, and then, like, together you will defeat the boss. And to me, it really is about, if you can, like, correlate this to, like, real life, it really speaks to the idea of, like, you know, living your life and living your life the way that you want to live, but along the way meeting really awesome people and having connections that you'll have for the rest of your life.
Pell Riverclaw, a preschool teacher from Berkeley, agrees.
I met a lot of the people I know now through games and playing games, board games, live-action games.
In my opinion, a person can't go through life all alone. Friends you meet in your life will always have a big impact. For some people, video games are places for people to fit in. Cassandra Sweeney is a transgender woman I met at the convention. She turns to games.
To kind of just being part of a world that's just easier to live in. And I'm also looking to maybe work in the video games industry, and I also, you know, enjoy playing video games. So it's just a really good intersection of those, all those parts of my life, and just to see how I can be happy in this life.
In some ways, games help me escape into a world where nobody knows me, where I just get judged by how well I play and not as a person. Escaping into that virtual world helps relax me, and I don't have to worry about life in general. Maybe things like college apps or AP exams for senior year. All my worries just vanish when I enter the virtual world. When I heard all these people say good things about games, it taught me that people see things in different ways. My dad thinks that the games I play are bad, but other people sees them as a good thing. If you focus only on the bad, then you can never see the good.
Penta kill.
For Cross Currents, I'm Lawrence Chan.